Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Buddy, it's Monday, June 16th. This is the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. You can find this daily podcast by downloading your free Odyssey app. You can like it, subscribe to it, comment on it. All comments are welcome. We do some live broadcasts during the year. Right now, what we're concentrating on, June 16th, training camps open up towards the end of July. We're 4 or 5 weeks away. All teams are finished with their OTAs, with their mini camps. Their offseason is finished throughout the league. So everybody that wants to take a vacation in the league is on vacation. All right. But that's not going to stop us here on the Best Football Show. We're literally going to break down division by division over the next 5 weeks. And today we're going to start with the NFC East. Now, I'm going to give you an overview of the NFC East, and then we'll break it down team by team going forward. But today, when you break down the NFC East, it's simply the championship division. The Lombardi Trophy resides in Philadelphia. The runner-up, the championship game opponent, is in Washington. The NFC Championship game was in Philly in late January. The Super Bowl MVP plays in Philadelphia in Jalen Hurts. The reigning Offensive Player of the Year reigns in Washington in Jaden Daniels. I mean, the NFC East is a beast. That's what it is. Now, we're going to get to all the teams. But you think about this. The Philadelphia Eagles won 18 games last year. They were 18-3. When they finished the season at 14-3, and the wild card division rankings came out, and the matchups came out. Detroit had the first round bye. Philadelphia 14-3, wild card weekend. Well, I saw that they were going to play the Green Bay Packers at home. I said the Eagles simply would go on a 4-0 run. I thought they were the best team in football, period. I thought they'd go 4-0 and win the Super Bowl, and that's what they did. Now, along the way, to go 4-0 in the postseason, they had an incredible and alarming 13 takeaways. 13 takeaways in four postseason games. It fueled their run to Super Bowl 59 champions. And they have everybody on offense coming back except for the right guard. And they bring back the reigning defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, and so much more. We're going to get into each individual team. But then you go look at Washington, and I don't know. There's nobody at this time last year that said Dan Quinn coming in and, you know, drafting Jaden Daniels and all the signings and free agency that they had, which was an alarming amount. Nobody thought they could win 14 games. They went 14-6, counting the postseason. Their offense was almost unstoppable at times. You think about this. Yeah, they went into Detroit, the number one seed, right? Went into Detroit, divisional round, and put up 45 points for the Detroit Lions. But it wasn't their only 40-point outburst. They put up 42 in Arizona. They put up 40 in Carolina. They put up 42 against Tennessee. Their offense was outrageous. That's Cliff Kingsbury. That's a rebuilt offensive line. That's Jaden Daniels. And that's the coming out party in his 6 year for Terry McLaurin in the year that he had. It was unreal. You think about Jaden Daniels last year. Like, he was 25-9 as a rookie. But he also ran. He led the team in rushing with 891 yards and 6 touchdowns. So he ran for almost 900 yards and accounted for 31 touchdowns and turned it over, counting interceptions and fumbles, turned it over 10 times and went into and won playoff games to the point where they played Philadelphia in a championship Sunday. It was the biggest turnaround that I think we have seen. I mean, I know there's some big turnarounds. I'm not here to research NFL history for 105 years. But they won 14 games and were in the NFC Championship game with a new coach in Dan Quinn, a new culture, and an outrageously talented quarterback that gave everybody talent, everybody confidence. You know, and then, you know, there was, look, the Dallas Cowboys had won 12 games in a row, 3 years in a row. And last year they dipped to 7-10 and they changed their coach. Mike McCarthy didn't make it. All right. Brian Schottenheimer comes in. They had all kinds of injuries. Micah Parsons gets hurt. Dak Prescott doesn't finish the season. DeMarvion Overshown out for the season with a torn leg, knee ligaments. They never won 3 games in a row last year. They won a couple of games twice in a row to get to 7 wins. It was an incredibly disappointing season. No, maybe, but you know, that's Dallas, you know, and then, so then you get to the New York Giants and they were the doormats and they were awful, just awful. You look at the New York Giants last year and you just wonder, honestly, looking back, even now, after everything that has gone on this offseason, you go, how in the world did both Brian Daboll and Joe Shane survive a 3-14 campaign and a campaign where they literally lost 10 games in a row at one point? They couldn't score. You think about this. The New York Giants last year, their quarterbacks threw a grand total of 15 touchdown passes in 17 games. They scored a total. Think about this. They scored a total of 36 points in the first quarter all year. I mean, they literally, at the end of the first quarter, in every game, they were behind. They played from behind all year, and they didn't have any quarterbacks, and they started four of them that could bring a team from behind. And they ended up, you know, benching, and then trading away Daniel Jones to Minnesota. It was just an incredibly disappointing season. That was the 100th anniversary of the New York Giants last year, and maybe one of the worst seasons they ever encountered. That was the NFC East last year. Philly dominated. After their bye week where they were 2-2 and they got just trounced by Tampa in the fourth game of the season in Tampa, and they didn't do anything well. They were 2-2 and had a bye week and came back, rebounded, and won 10 in a row in an incredible fashion. The defense just got better and better and better. And the offense just ran it more and more and more to the point where Saquon Barkley easily could have been the MVP of the league. Easily. Look, nothing against Josh Allen, what he did in Buffalo. Nothing against the year that Lamar Jackson had, which was outrageous, where he threw 41 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and ran for 975 yards. His best year ever. Nothing against those guys. But Saquon ran for 2,000. He counted for over 2,500 yards. Like, it's one of the best seasons anybody's ever had in the history of this game. And the Eagles, after their 2-2 start and their bye week, decided Saquon is our best weapon and he's our best chance to win games. And we'll turn it over less and less and less, which they did. And Saquon was unstoppable. In fact, the Eagles last year, counting their 4 postseason games, they ran it 725 times, third most in NFL history. And it goes against the grain of what they believe is an organization where you got to throw it to win it. And all their analytics teams, which is considerable, and their belief in analytics, which is considerable, they went against the grain and they did what they had to do. Now, the Eagles have lost Kellen Moore. You know, they have lost Doug Neusmeyer, their quarterback coach. They've lost coaches, all right, to the New Orleans Saints. All right, Kevin Petullo is going to come in and run the offense, call plays. All right, they've got a new way of doing things offensively, but the talent is still there. Washington's bringing everybody back. I mean, and you make We'll get into them, you know, position by position and what they did in the offseason as far as free agency and trades and the draft. But they look like they're going to be better up front on the offensive line. Maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't have to lead them in rushing this year. A lot of those were scrambles. He did run it 148 times. A lot of those were scrambles and not designed or called runs. We'll see if they could take some of that off of them. But look for the takeaways to come up. Dallas, they've had a very quiet offseason. In fact, the only noise that's being made this offseason is somehow Micah Parsons isn't signed. Like, it's just outrageous. He's played 4 years. He's the best defensive player in this league over a 4-year stretch of time. Nobody has more quarterback hurries, hits than Micah Parsons. But it's just the way he plays the game. His effort, the whole thing. Like, how he isn't signed. If Micah Parsons was in Philly, and this is a knock on Dallas now too, but if Micah Parsons was drafted by the Eagles and he was playing at the level that he's played his first 4 years in his league, like, he'd have a contract for the next 5 years. He'd be tied up through 2030, guaranteed. Like, they just wouldn't fool around. I don't know what Dallas is doing. But Philly seems to be able to sign all of their players and then some. Dallas doesn't seem to be able to sign their stars. The Giants couldn't sign their biggest star that they've had in a decade, Saquon. Like, the Giants couldn't sign Saquon to a long-term deal. Philly did. They signed him to a long-term deal. He's basically the MVP of the league. He's the reason why they won the Super Bowl. He's their most valuable player by far. Not only did they sign him, but they re-signed him and gave him a new contract after he outplayed that contract. The Giants couldn't figure out how to do it. Some of this is honestly, it's just math. And it's just how you manage the cap. The Eagles do it as well, if not better than everybody else in the league. Washington is getting better at it. New general manager, new coach, new way of doing things. Signed a lot of free agents, re-signed Bobby Wagner, re-signed, trying to figure out how to extend Terry McLaurin as we speak. I think they'll get it done. Like, he's just that type of a person, that type of a player, and he's needed. Dallas, going back to, you know, back when they had Zeke and Dak and they signed Zeke first, they never got it right. And here they are. Micah Parsons somehow is not signed. The Giants, look, they're a young team. I would say this. It looks like they have depth on the offensive line this year. It remains to be seen if they're going to be a quality offensive line, if they can stay healthy, if Andrew Thomas can play all, you know, 17 games, if Jermaine Illuminor can play all 17 at right tackle. Like, they have a chance of having a good offensive line if they stay healthy. And if they don't, they have some depth behind it of a lot of guys that have played. Now it's a question of, can Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart produce more than 15 touchdown passes? Like, if they can double that as a quarterback group, whatever combination it is, if they can double that to 30, and what they have on the offensive line and what they have at running back in Tyrone Tracy Jr., and Cam Scatterboo, the rookie out of Arizona State, along with Malik Nabers and what they have at receivers, if they get quality quarterback play or something close to it in a year where their schedule is brutal, the team could be very competitive this year, even with the schedule, if they can get the improved quarterback play. Look what Washington did with Jaden Daniels last year, how important he was. And, you know, maybe – Cliff Kingsbury was a part of it. The offensive line was a part of it. But Jaden Daniels was the biggest part. Just the poise, the presence, the work ethic, just the overall production was crazy. Going back to the first game of the year when Todd Bowles blitzed them to the final play of the game. And they lost in that first game. But he showed you that he is going to be as elusive as any quarterback in this league, including Lamar. And he's going to make incredibly great decisions with the ball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, look, everybody, that's the championship division. That's the NFC East. We're going to get into team by team this week of the NFC East, starting with the Super Bowl champions, because quite honestly, you can't look at the Eagles right now and not think that they're going to be the favorites to repeat. And I'm not looking at any Las Vegas betting lines or anything. You just look at that team and go, who's better than them? You could say the Rams, Tampa, Detroit, Minnesota. You can say a lot of teams can challenge them. But you can't say any team is better than the Eagles. The Super Bowl trophy resides in Philadelphia. Outside of the coaching changes on offense, they had a very quiet offseason, right? No distractions. They traded away, you know, Bryce Huff, who was, you know, he just didn't fit the scheme. He wasn't overpriced, wasn't overpaid, just didn't fit the scheme. It happens. Fortunately, Nolan Smith Jr., who came on like gangbusters to replace Bryce Huff, became a star player. So that's a look at the NFC East. We've got a lot of time to break down division by division, team by team in each division as we start marching forward to the start of training camp. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Look forward to talking about some of those teams in the NFC East on the next broadcast of the Best Football Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.